What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. And today, I do want to get my own thing off my chest. Yesterday's episode was super laggy. You could not hear me when I was screen recording, because my computer is super slow. And it doesn't work, at least I use the audio thing, the audio app, which is what I'm using right now and I always have for my podcast. So yesterday's entire 43-minute episode is down the drain. You barely could hear anything besides a little bit of the intro. From what I heard, I only listened to the first couple minutes of it, but you couldn't hear anything. So, I'm just gonna go over basically everything that I did yesterday and the thing that I want to do today. So it's gonna be an hour long episode. Let's get right into it. Okay, first of all, we're gonna go over the awards. The NHL awards. So let's go straight into that right now. Okay, so starting with Mark Messier. NHL Leadership Award to the player who exemplifies great leadership qualities to his team on and off the ice during the regular season, who played a leading role in the community growing the game of hockey. Winner, Jacob Trouba, the captain, defenseman of the New York Rangers. Next, Bill Mascherton Memorial Trophy to the player who best exemplifies the qualities of perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to hockey. Winner, Connor Ingram, goalie of the Utah Hockey Club. Next, Frank J. Selke Trophy, to a forward who best excels in the defensive aspects of the game. Winner, Barkov. Makes sense because of the fact that he makes plays off defense, stick lifting his opponent, making smart plays, making fantastic, making the forward's life difficult as ever, honestly. Making the life as difficult as possible. By playing fantastic defense, playing very, very smart, plays very smart defense, knows when to do stick lifts, knows when to poke check, doesn't take much penalties, great leader too, and just overall the best defensive forward, two-way forward in the league. And he still gets a lot of offense. But, yeah. Jack Adams Award to the coach or judge to have contributed the most to his success. So it's basically the coach of the year. Winner, Vancouver Canucks head coach Rick Tocchet. Rick Tocchet wins it. The Vancouver Canucks last year were one of the worst teams in the league, and they went from that to winning the Pacific Division, being top three in the conference, actually being number two in the conference, and just being a phenomenal team all around. Everybody on the team had a career year besides Elias Pettersson. He already had a 100-point season last year. Hard to beat that. So, and he had a fantastic year this year as well, but just not 100 points. So, yeah, that's great. King Clancy Memorial Trophy. The player who best exemplifies leadership qualities off and on the ice and made a noteworthy humanitarian contribution to the community. Winder is the New York Islanders captain and forward, Anders Lee. Lady Bing Memorial Trophy. The player judge have exhibited the best type of sportsmanship and gentlemanly conduct. Combined with high standard playing ability. So basically, he doesn't take much penalties and he just has good sportsmanship. Winner, Jacob Slavin, of the defenseman of the Carolina Hurricanes. Next, Jim Gregory, General Manager of the Year, Best GM. League's Best GM, that's all it comes down to. Jim Neal of the Dallas Stars is the Best GM, which makes sense because he's been phenomenal. Not just this year, this is judged by this year. He's been great, got great pickups, great trades, great free agent pickups, but. He's been great in the past, too. He's been very good with the Dallas Stars organization. That's the reason why they have continued success over the past couple of years. Willie O'Ree Community Hero Award, Canada. So, to an individual who, through the game of hockey, has positively impacted his or her community, culture, society, Mark DeMontis. I don't know who that is. Calder Memorial Trophy, Best Rookie. Rookie of the Year. Winner of that is rookie forward of the Chicago Blackhawks, Connor Bedard. Makes sense. He missed some of the year with a fractured jaw, and he still almost had a point per game, 61 points, led his team in points, goals, and just so phenomenal. On the ice, he helped his team so much. He basically carried the Blackhawks not being the worst team in the league. I know they were the second worst team in the league, but he's the only reason why they weren't dead last. Up next, a Hart Memorial Trophy. So, the MVP, basically. And the winner of that is the Colorado Avalanche forward Nathan MacKinnon, or some people call him Nate Dogg, MVP. Makes sense. He had about the same amount of points as Kucherov. But he had more playoff success winning a series and winning two games in the first round compared to Kucherov getting eliminated in the first round in five games. So it's definitely easier to play McKinnon because of his playoff successes, and obviously the regular season, he was just as good as Kucherov. Norris Trophy is the best defenseman winner is Quinn Hughes of the Vancouver Canucks. He was absolutely dynamic offensively. Fantastic shot, great passing, one of the best playmaking abilities and playmaking IQ in the league, especially for a defenseman. Just overall fantastic, especially on the power play. And he's very great defensively, too. Ted Lindsay Award to the most outstanding player voted by fellow members of the NHLPA. Winner Nathan MacKinnon of the Colorado Avalanche. Vezina Trophy. Best goalie in the league. Connor Hellebuck wins this one from the Winnipeg Jets. It makes sense. He had, like, the best regular season stats of, like, every statistic he had beat. He won it over Sergei Bobrovsky and Thatcher Demko, the Vancouver Canucks. Really OV Community Hero Award for U.S. Same thing as the Canada one, but this one is, it doesn't say who won that one, but McGuire Award of Excellence to the NHL Draft Prospect who best exemplifies commitment to excellence through strength of character, competitiveness, and athleticism. Winner, Michael Haig. That's why I like that, because he's out of the USHL, Chicago Steel. I don't like Chicago Steel, personally, because I'm a fan of the rival team, but I do like some of the players that they come out. Marco Celebrini, Owen Power, Michael Haig, Jaden Perron. You still got, okay, let's see here. Adam Fantilli? Like, they have so many good players. I'm still forgetting a bunch. Like, they have a very successful franchise in the USHL. Next, we are going to go on to first round of the NHL draft. It was on Thursday. No, it was on Friday. I went over it yesterday, but I got to go over it again because clearly that did not, you could not hear me. So we are going to just skip past that episode and just go right to today. Okay. First round. First overall, Marco Celebrini. I got that one right in my mock draft. I told you guys that he's the most all-around player. He is fantastic at basically everything. Very great defensively, even better offensively. Great stick handling, great playmaking, great shot, great defense, great IQ, great vision, great about everything. Two Chicago Blackhawks. This is my first one I got wrong. Autumn Lefkinoff. They went what they need over pure skill. And Demidov with the skill. Lefkinoff what they needed because they don't have much right defenseman in the prospect pool. This is the one. This is going to be the best right defenseman of the future, Autumn Lefkinoff. As a Blackhawks fan, I like the pick. I honestly might have even preferred. I don't know who I preferred, honestly. I trust Kyle Davidson and who he picked. I trust them. Yeah, Anaheim Ducks, this is a shocker. I obviously got this one wrong because of how big of a shocker it was. Beckett Seneca. I expected him, most people agree with me on this one, but I expected him to go 10 and 15th overall. Most scouts did too. Most big hockey YouTubers did too. Most people did had him go 10 to 15. Ducks got a big reach and got him a 3 overall. 3rd overall. I really like that though because he is very skilled. I don't know all that much about him. But I know that he's very good. He's very good off the rush, very good on the power play, very good shot. And he's a little bit of a bigger build, so he can do more stuff. Blue Jackets, I got this one right. Columbus Blue Jackets got Caden Lindstrom. I got that one right. He's a bigger body, great shot, fantastic playmaker, great pass, great on the power play, just overall fantastic player. Montreal Canadiens, this is where Ivan Demidov falls. Canadiens pick up Ivan Demidov. He's about 6 feet. Probably best pure playmaker in the draft. Probably the best pure offensive player in the draft. His size is a little bit concerning, but he's been growing a lot. But there's definitely questions surrounding him. So that's probably why he fell to 5th. And I trust NHL GMs to realize why he dropped to 5, and Canadiens ended up picking him up. Utah Hockey Club picks up TJ Ginla. I had him going to the Flames at 9th, but he's the son of Hockey Hall of Famer Jerome Ginla. Very, very good. He is very good shot, very good playmaker, very good off the rush, very good on the power play and penalty kill. Very good. Ottawa Senators put Kato Yemichuk, a right-handed defenseman. He had the most points in his league. Fantastic offensive defenseman, a little bit concerning defensively, but if you can get over that, he's fantastic. Seattle Kraken, I got this one right. Seattle Kraken, good Berkeley Catton. He is one of the best offensive players, probably top three offensive players in the draft. Fantastic. A little bit concerned with his size and defense. So if you can get those two things in check, I really like his play, and I really like to see how to crack and pick up. 9 Flames, Dan Pareca. Probably the best pure offensive defenseman in the league. Broke records in his league, and he was fantastic, but a little bit concerning defensively. But other than that, he seems very good. The 10 Devils pick Anton Salyev, which makes sense. He's a 6'7", big physical defenseman. Doesn't have that much offense, but he's very good defensively. Very good hit laying the body. It makes sense because they already have two great offensive defensemen in the prospect pool, and Luke Hughes and Simon Nemec. So now they needed the biggest need defensively and a big physical guy, and they just picked them up 10th overall. Next, San Jose Sharks traded up with Buffalo to get Sam Dickinson, which they don't have that much good defensive prospects, but now they got one. Minnesota Wild traded up and swapped places one for one. He went from 13 to 12 with the Flyers. He has Zeev Bewom. Fantastic pickup. Offensively is one of the best offensive defensemen in the draft. Right behind Zdeno Chara and probably Carter Yamachuk. Probably top three. Fantastic. And he's still really good defensively, you know? Like, very good pickup for the Wild. Who also swapped places with the Wild and went down one. The Flyers, they picked Jet Luchenko. I don't know much about him, honestly. Sabres got Kostadinov. I got this one right. Not the right position. Had him going 11th overall to the Sabres. They traded back and still got him. So, W for me. I don't got Michael Brensek Nygaard. Adam Juracek, St. Louis Blues, picked up. I know he's the brother of Columbus Blue Jackets defenseman, David Juracek. I really like the Juracek brothers. They're both super good. Capitals, Tarek Pasekak, I think. I don't know how to say that for sure. Blackhawks, he's a USHL prospect from Muskegon Lumberjack, Joshua Boisvert. Very good. Like his playmaking, big on the power play, has still a fantastic shot. Just a little bit concerned with the skating and defense. If we can get those two things in check and we can develop him properly, very good for the Blackhawks. Baseball Knights pick up Trevor Connolly out of the Tri-City Storm of the USHL. Another USHL guy. Love to see it. We are very good. Very, very, very skilled. Skilled on the tape. Very good puck handling. Fantastic playmakers. Good shot. Fantastic on the power play. Power play guy for sure. Next, we got Cole Eisenman of the Islanders. He dropped. He just does very little defensively, and he's not... He doesn't really care that much about defense is what he looks like. But one of the best offensive players in the draft, for sure. Best shot in the draft, for sure. Montreal Canadiens get another USHL player, Michael Haig, out of Chicago Steel. He missed the first half of the year, second half of the year. He still finished like top five, at least, in scoring. Possibly top three, I don't remember for sure, in the USHL. Fantastic player. Fantastic playmaker. Fantastic shot. Great in the power play. Guy you definitely want. But it's got Yegor Shuren, I don't know who that is. Ducks, Anton Solberg, don't even know who that is. You saw Kiko Goldbeard-Dune, I don't even know who that is either. Dan Lemieux, going to the Bruins. Kings, Liam Greenshaw, definitely heard of his name, so he's probably pretty good. Blackhawks, got Mark Vandenacker. I've heard good things of him from Blackhawks fans, but I don't know much about him overall. Matt Van Gridden went to the Flames. He's very good shot, great playmaker, great vision, great puck handling, great on the power play. Yeah. Rangers, EJ Emery. He's a definitely big physical defenseman that can chip in offense. Flames, the Stars, got Emil Hemming. Leafs got Ben Danford, and Sam Mariah went to the Oilers. I don't know who the rest of those players are, but that's it for the NHL draft. Pretty good NHL draft. I was going to go over the rounds 2-7, but first of all, it's going to take way too long. Second of all, I don't think it's worth it because I don't feel like it's worth it. Okay, so go with four nation face-off teams. Four nation face-off, I don't even know how that works for sure, honestly. Hold up, let me Google this. Four nation face-off NHL. Is an ice hockey tournament scheduled to take place on February 12th, 2025. In Montreal at the Bell Center, and in Boston at TD Garden, hosted by the National Hockey League and featuring only NHL players. Four Nation Face-Off will play NHL's annual All-Star Game. Oh, I did not know that. So, instead of the All-Star Game, they're going to have Four Nation, which is those. It's like a starting... I know it's a starting five for Team Sweden, USA, Canada, and there's another one. Hold up. Canada will play Sweden on February 12th. The United States will play Finland. It's Finland. Okay. Okay, let's look at Team USA's team first. So, Team USA, they're good players, okay? Hold up. Where is it at? Why is it not showing me? Hold up, guys. Team USA. Team USA roster. Okay, the United States will have defenseman Adam Fox of the Rangers, Quinn Hughes of the Vancouver Canucks, and Charlie McAvoy of the Bruins. And forwards Austin Matthews of the Maple Leafs, Jack Eichel of the Vegas Golden Knights, and Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers. Okay, very skilled team. Possibly even better is Team Canada. Their team is nasty. In addition to Sidney Crosby, Canada will have defenseman Cale Makar of the Colorado Avalanche, and forward Nathan MacKinnon, MVP, Brad Marchand of the Boston Bruins, Connor McDavid, best in the world, and Braden Point of the Lightning. That team is nasty, and they still got, like, freaking Crosby. Like, okay, now we're going to go to Team Sweden. Let's see here. We got to go Team Finland. It's not showing it. Hold up, guys. Sweden will have defensemen Gustav Forsling of the Panthers, Victor Hedman of the Lightning, and Erik Karlsson of the Penguins. And forwards, Philip Forsberg of the Predators, William Nylander of the Toronto Maple Leafs, Mikko Rantanen of the Rangers. That's still a nasty team. Last team is Team Finland. Team Finland will have goalie Jussi Saros of the Nashville Predators, defenseman Miro Heiskanen and Esa Lundell of the Dallas Stars, and forwards Sebastian Aho of the Carolina Hurricanes, Alexander Barkov of the Florida Panthers, Mikko Rantanen of the Avalanche. Very good teams. I'm excited to watch that, honestly, next year. It'll be exciting. Okay. That's the Four Nation face-off teams. Now I'm going to go straight into a bunch of trades that happened over the past couple days. Jump straight into the Alexander Texier trade. Here are the details. Alexander Texier got traded to St. Louis Blues on Friday prior to the 2024 NHL draft for a 2025 fifth-round pick. Alexander Texier is the bottom six player that can play in this anywhere from fourth line to second line, depending on where you want to play him. He's probably second or third. Fourth or third. Normally, he's a good depth piece for a fourth round pick. I like that pickup for the Blues. It helped their team overall. I really like it. So yeah, that's it. Next trade, Linus Ullmark trade. Okay, here it's with the Senators. I'm gonna give you a couple hot picks and hot takes about not only this trade but what I'm gonna think the Senators are gonna do. And what the Bruins are going to do. Here are the details. The details are Linus Ullmark to the Senators for Ottawa Senators goalie Jonas Kapasalo, Mark Katselak, which I'm assuming is probably a really good prospect, and the Bruins first round pick. Yes, a Bruins first round pick. They had it and they just got it back. Fantastic trade, fantastic pickup from the Ottawa Senators. Your biggest need was in net. I kind of give it away there too soon, but your biggest need was in net, definitely. They didn't have their starting goalie, now they do. They have their starting goalie. They have the number one goalie. Linus Ullmark won the Vezina 2 years ago, best goalie in the league 2 years ago. All-star. All-star Tendy. Fantastic goalie. Definitely can win a Stanley Cup. I 100% believe. Senator, I have a hot pick about both teams, okay? Senators making the postseason. I have them finishing top three in the Atlantic. Either three or two behind Florida and or whatever team, I don't know. They're finishing top three in the Atlantic and they're making the postseason pretty convincingly. I think so. I really like this team. If they can get their stuff together offensively and defensively, which I think they will, they got the goaltender. If they can get their stuff together, which I believe they will, this team has no reason why they can't be one of the best teams in the league. I stand by that. They have the core. Like, I think I'll talk more about their roster on Tuesday and Wednesday when I talk about, like, the standings and predictions and stuff. But the roster is nasty. It really is nasty, honestly. And then you got you didn't have to give up that much. Like, a good prospect, yes. That sucks. Kapasalo, he didn't really want his contract anyways for what he is worth. And then a first-round pick, that's fine. You can give that up. But compared to what you're getting in return with Linus Ullmark and the guy that's probably going to lead you to the postseason, maybe even a first-round victory, even farther than that if they can really pull something together, That's a good trade. I really like that Senators pickup, and it was a good pickup, and I bet Omar's probably happy with that because I know Senators are going to do something nasty next year. Next, we're going to go over the Pierre-Luc Dubois and Kemper trade. So we're going to go over the details right now. The details are Kings sent Pierre-Luc Dubois to the Capitals for goaltender Darcy Kemper in a 1-for-1 trade. Pierre-Luc Dubois has asked for everything in the world, trade after trade after trade. He's got trade after trade after trade. He couldn't put it together. He has the ability to be a number one center, one of the best centers in the league. He hasn't been able to put it together. The Capitals are willing to take a chance on him. And they traded their backup goalie for him. And now the Kings got an actual goalie that can start for them. And there's another trade here. We're going to jump straight to that trade. Logan Thompson pickup for the Capitals. The details are Logan Thompson to the Washington Capitals for two third round picks, one for 2024, one for 2025. That's it. Now the Capitals have a very cheap goalie tandem, very good one. Charlie Lindgren and Logan Thompson are two fantastic goalies. And they're both super, super cheap because Vegas retained a bunch of Logan Thompson's salary. So they only have like a $1.7 million cap hit in combined. Something like that, maybe even cheaper. That is nasty. I really like the Pierre-Luc Dubois trade now because they have the even better backup goalie now in Logan Thompson. Very good pickup. Next trade is Jake Walman trade. Jake Walman got sent off to the Sharks. It was a more of a salary cap dump, which he could have done it for players like Justin Hall. Or Ben Chiarot, or even Jeff Petrie, for that matter. Either one of the three would be better, especially the first two that I mentioned. Now the defensive core, that was a number one pairing defenseman, him and Mosider. Mosider's the best, he's the second best. He's not now, because he got traded. It was fantastic for them, defensively, and he get tripped in some offensive numbers. They traded him. The Red Wings' defensive core now is going to suck. At least they pick up some good free agents. Speaking of free agency starts tomorrow, can see some big signings tomorrow. I don't know, and if there is any, I will talk about in tomorrow's podcast. And the upcoming podcast, I'll talk about them in real podcast time. So, anyways, they're going to have to make some big defensive signings during free agency and make a big trade. Because the defensive core right now, outside of Mo Sider fantastic, but outside of Mo Sider, it kind of sucks. Yeah, Justin Hall, Ben Chiarot, they both just take up way too much salary cap, and they're not that good. You got Jeff Petrie, he's not that good. And you got Matto, he's not that good. You need more defensive pieces, and you traded your second best one. Most of his back is going to break from carrying that defensive core so much. And all he got for future considerations. They got future consideration. Why would you trade him instead of somebody else? Anybody else in that defensive core besides Most Sider could have been gone. Besides him. He's the one you decided to trade. I don't get it. I don't know. Interesting. Played by Steve Yzerman, GM of the Red Wings, but, you know. Next, Blackhawks-Sam Lafferty trade, okay? I like this trade for both teams. It's a win-win for both teams. Ilya Mikheyev and Sam Lafferty were traded to the Chicago Blackhawks for the Vancouver Canucks on Wednesday for a fourth-round pick. It was a salary cap for a salary dump for the Canucks. They want to re-sign Joshua, which I think they did, actually. They want to maybe even re-sign Lindholm, sign some free agent to do something with salary cap. Mikheyev was a salary cap dump. Lafferty also was, and the Blackhawks had a fourth-round pick out of it. So, you know, we'll do that. We'll take that any day, you know, as a Blackhawk fan. Andrew Mangiapane trade. This is one of the bigger trades for sure. Andrew Mangiapane, former 35 goal scorer, actually, speaking of. Details were Andrew Mangiapane was traded to the Washington Capitals from Calgary Flames on Thursday in exchange for the 28-year-old forward. The Flames received a second round pick in the 2025 NHL draft that originally belonged to the Colorado Avalanche. Great pickup from the Capitals. A former 35 goal scorer, and if he plays with some of you guys, the big guns, he can put up a lot of goals. He's very skilled. Very great in the power play. I really like this pickup for the Capitals. And the Flames got a second-round pick. They want to trade away their team for picks and prospects. They got a second-round pick. That's great for the great for the Flames. Win-win trade for sure. I really like it. We got, okay, let's keep going down the line here. We got Sergeyev. This is definitely probably the biggest one. Mikhail Sergeyev trade with the Utah Hockey Club. He was a number two defenseman on Tampa. Fantastic defenseman. Won a couple Stanley Cups with them. Utah added New Jersey Devils defense. No. Okay, hold up. That was a wrong trade. Okay, this is it. Mikhail Sergeyev traded the Lightning receives defenseman J.J. Moser. I don't really know much about him. And for Connor Greeky. Connor Greeky is a prospect, a really good prospect. A seventh round pick. So we got a good prospect. I'm pretty sure J.J. Moser is a good prospect too. And a second, seventh round pick. What a pickup for the hockey club. Wow, okay. The hockey club is making big moves. They could make the postseason next year. They're going to be a wild card contender. And when I make my tier list on Wednesday, at the day after I do my season predictions, standings predictions or whatever, I'm definitely probably going to put them in wild card contention for sure. The wild card team. They are very, like, good. They're good. Like, they have the talent. They have the offensive star power. They have the defense now because of that big pickup. So he can be that number one, your number two defenseman, depending on what they want to do with Sean Durzi. And then they got the good tandem with the starting goalie of Connor Ingram and the backup goalie of Vojmelka. I really like this team. I don't think they will make the postseason because I think they're all better wild card contending teams. I think they will be there, though. And if they do make the wild card, I wouldn't be all that shocked. I'm going to be honest. Next trade. I don't really want to talk about John Marino trade. Kevin Hayes. The bottom pairing guy, they got him. The Penguins picked him up and gave Blues back a fourth round pick. I like it. I like a pickup for the. He's very good in the faceoff. He won over 50% of the faceoffs last year. He can play a similar role that Jeff Carter did last year before he retired this year, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what happened to him. You let him go, one of the two. He's not on the Penguins anymore. He's going to play a very similar role that Jeff Carter did so he can fill that hole up on the bottom middle six. A fourth round pick. I like the pickup for the Penguins. Next, Tanner Janot. Okay, Chris Tanev was a big one. Toronto Maple Leafs have acquired his UFA rights, so they can be the first one to try to re-sign him. They can try to re-sign him. Okay, so that's huge. So if the Maple Leafs can re-sign him, that's a huge defensive pickup for them because they need to get better defensively, and that's going to be the defensive defenseman that you're going to need. Contract of eligible prospect Max Ellis to Dallas Stars for the right to negotiate a new contract with Tanev over the next 44 hours. And that was on, I don't remember what day it was. I think it was yesterday. So they have the rest of today and tomorrow. Some of tomorrow, most of tomorrow. That's interesting. I really like it, that pickup for the Maple Leafs. Assuming they can re-sign him. It's no guarantee they're going to re-sign him, but I'm going to assume that they re-sign him, though. But that's huge pickup. We got a good role pickup from the Sharks. The Rangers will put him on waivers, so they still have his contract. The Sharks picked him up off of waivers. He got a free player. Literally no money needed. No money getting paid. So free player. Good pickup. UC Soros. 8 years, so one of the best goalies in the league, top 10 goalie in the league, Vezina finalist multiple times. UC Soros, 8 year contract, $62 million, re-signed with the Predators. Re-signed with the Predators for 8 years, $62 million. Fantastic. Canucks said that they would not re-sign Zadorov. Zadorov played a top four second pairing defenseman, big 6'6" defenseman, very physical, tripping some offense, very good defensively, very physical. Canucks, I don't think they want to use the money to resign him. I think they'd rather resign Joshua, maybe Lindholm. But they did not say that they're going to resign him, which I just wanted to say that. Then the Flyers will buy out Cam Atkinson. He was like a middle six guy that could play either in the second line or third line for the Flyers. They said that they'll buy him out so they will not be eligible to play with them this year. Okay, that's it. Today was actually shorter than yesterday's episode, even though technically I had more to talk about. But I don't know. Tomorrow's episode is going to be me doing an early USHL 2024-2025 season predictions. We're going to go over the season predictions for the season standings, the rewards for like MVP, the best forward, best defenseman, best goalie, and the overall playoff predictions. So yeah, we're gonna do that. That's gonna be exciting. And then Tuesday, we're doing the same thing for the NHL. Wednesday, we're gonna be putting every single NHL team into a tier list, and the tiers are gonna be cup favorites. It'll be one team in the cup favorite. Be like the team that I have winning the cup. Cup contenders are teams that could definitely win the cup. Playoff contenders are teams that are probably going to make the playoffs. Wildcard teams are going to be the teams that are going to fight for a wildcard spot. Either going to make it, you're going to be really, really close. Just missed are going to be teams that barely missed out on that wildcard spot, but not by a whole much. Bad is like you're nowhere near the wildcard, but you're not like trash. Trash means like you're terrible. You're going for the first overall pick, and you're like bottom five in the league. So that's it for today's podcast episode. Today is almost 31 minutes. Really enjoyable. From here, from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, starting tomorrow, going to be three straight, very, very fun episodes. And Wednesday is going to be the opener for season two of this podcast. Because today was 18, tomorrow's 19. And then Tuesday, the NHL one's going to be the season finale of season one. And then Wednesday is going to be season two, episode one. 20 episodes per season. We're almost done with season one, guys. It's been very fun. So, peace out. See you tomorrow for the USHL season 2024-2025 season predictions. Peace.